This news update's being brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for a better life. Are you sure? As well as Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today. And M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Happy Mother's Day and good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. In Huron County District Court Friday, May 8th, Mark Joseph Zyla waived his right to a preliminary examination in four felony cases. He had three counts individually, each one for delivering of methamphetamine. The prosecution, represented by Timothy Rakowski, had offered a plea deal. Under the offer, Zyla would plead guilty to charges of delivery of methamphetamine, third offense designation, and they would not seek consecutive sentencing or further habitual offender notices, and they would dismiss one case. Zyla would pay full restitution for controlled buys. Defense attorney Michelle Siv confirmed Zyla's waiver. The court found his waiver to be knowing, voluntary, and understanding. However, he did not accept the plea offer at this time. His attorney states she hopes to negotiate the plea offer even further. Zyla is now bound over to circuit court for arraignment on Monday, June 1st at 9 a.m., and his bond conditions remain unchanged. Residents in Huron County have an opportunity to safely dispose of hazardous household materials later this month. County officials are organizing a household hazardous waste collection event set for Wednesday, May the 27th. Participation is limited to county residents and advance registration is required. Those interested must sign up by 4 p.m. Tuesday, May the 26th, by contacting the Michigan State University Extension Office serving Huron County. The exact drop-off location will only be shared with registered participants. Items accepted during the collection include automotive fluids, batteries, oil-based paints, paint thinners, household cleaners, smoke detectors, weed control products. However, certain materials will not be accepted, including latex paint, which can be dried and disposed of with regular trash, along with tires, yard waste, explosives, ammunition, and commercial or industrial waste. The program is funded by the Huron County Board of Commissioners and is intended to reduce the amount of hazardous waste materials entering local landfills and waterways. Officials say proper disposal helps prevent environmental damage and protects public health. For a registration or full list of accepted and prohibited items, residents can contact the Huron County MSU Extension Office during regular weekday business hours, and they're open through lunch. Bay County residents will have an opportunity this weekend to get free vaccinations and pet services. A curbside clinic hosted by Bay Animal Health Services and Adoption Center was scheduled for Saturday, May 9th at the Bay County Fairgrounds in Bay City. The clinic, with organizers, asked attendees to enter through the north gate, and pet owners were able to bring cats and dogs for several services, including combination vaccines, one-year rabies shots, and microchipping with free lifetime registration. Officials say rabies vaccines were only given to animals at least 12 weeks old, while combination vaccines could be at least 6 weeks. Residents had to show proof of residency. Cats had to be in carriers and dogs had to be on a leash with a collar. Organizers note that the early arrivals would be turned away to allow for setup, and the shelter was closed during the event. Pet licenses were not available on site, but could be purchased the following week. The clinic was funded through the Karen Clammer Memorial Fund. And we'll return right after these words from our sponsors.
Sure Health. Making sure our patients are satisfied is our top priority. That's why we are so excited to announce that Sure Health, yes, your local choice for healthcare, was named to the top 20 in the entire country for critical access hospitals. Every year, the National Rural Health Association names the top 20 hospitals in America based on patient satisfaction, and you named us to this exclusive list. And not only were we in the top 20 in the United States, but the only hospital in the entire state of Michigan. So in short, thank you for trusting Sure Health with your health and wellness so much that we are now in the top 1.5% of all critical access hospitals across the entire United States. To begin your journey to better health and ultimate patient satisfaction, go to sure.org to find your primary care provider today. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. And now, your top 20 critical access hospital in all of America.
And we have two obituaries today. Marjorie Messing, age 95, of Minden City, passed away Thursday, May 7th. She was born on March 4th, 1931, in Harbor Beach, and she went on to marry Edward Messing on May 1st, 1954. Marjorie is survived by her children, Edward Jr., Christine, Claire, Gregory, Jill, and special friend John Davidson. 19 grandchildren and 9 great-grandchildren and 2 great-great-grandchildren. Funeral Mass for Marjorie will be Wednesday, May 13th at 11:30 a.m. at St. Peter's and Paul Catholic Church of the Holy Apostles Parish in Ruth. Visitation will be at 10 a.m. until time of services at the church at 11:30 a.m. Cremation will follow, and the arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. And Marvin Messing passed away peacefully Sunday, December 14th, 2025, at his home in Mesa, Arizona, at the age of 87. He was born August 13th, 1938, in Ruth, Michigan, and went on to marry Lorreen Hileski in 1961. Marvin dedicated 65 years of his life to farming, and he is survived by his devoted wife, Lorreen, his 7 children, Greg, Lynette, Teresa, Denise, Karen, Michael, and Joel, 14 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. A Mass of Christian burial will be held for Marvin Messing on Saturday, May 16th at St. Columbiaville Sheridan Corners Catholic Church at 11 a.m. Visitation will take place Friday, May 15th at McAlpin Funeral Home from 3 to 8 p.m. with a rosary taking place at 7 p.m. and also on Saturday at the church from 10 until time of service. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be offered to the St. Columbiaville Cemetery Fund or St. Jude's Research Hospital. Condolences can be shared with the family at McAlpinFuneralHome.com.
Make the switch to M3 Wireless and enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds you can depend on every day. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, gaming online, working from home, or connecting multiple devices, M3 Wireless delivers a smooth and reliable experience without buffering or interruptions. Their network is built for performance, giving you the speed and stability you need to stay connected at all times. From video calls and home offices to movies, music, and more, M3 Wireless keeps everything running seamlessly. Proudly serving homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on.
And we're back with more news. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with the Qatari Prime Minister today to discuss long-term defense coordination. The meeting focused on promoting stability across the Middle East as the U.S. maintains a naval presence near the Persian Gulf to protect commercial shipping. Qatar continues to play a pivotal role as a mediator between Western interests and regional powers. Both leaders reaffirm their commitment to a three-day ceasefire initiative that has gained international support. And the cruise ship MV Hondius arrived at Tenerife today after an outbreak of HANA virus was detected on board. Three passengers have died and five others confirmed to be infected, and the ship is currently at anchor with passengers being evacuated via small boats to prevent contact with the local population. The WHO, World Health Organization, and Spanish health officials are supervising the evacuation. While HANA virus is typically not spread between humans, the specific Andes strain detected in this case has shown rare potential for person-to-person transmission. And that has been a look at your news for this hour, brought to you by Sure Health, where better health makes for better life. Are you sure? And Oak Beach Auto Repair and 24-hour wrecker service with wrecker locations in Caseville, Port Austin, and Pigeon. Call 989-738-5346 today, as well as M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.
Oh no, the car won't start again. What should we do?
I'll call a wrecker. Oak Beach Auto, they're the best.
Oak Beach Auto has six modern wreckers stationed in Port Austin, Caseville, and the Pigeon Bay Port area. They offer fair pricing and on-time service you can count on, from Sebring to Grindstone and everywhere in between. Have you broke down, had an accident, or need a tow? Call Oak Beach Auto and 24-hour wrecker service.
This is Bill. When a tow truck is needed in the Thumb area, give me a call at 989-738-5346 for Oak Beach Auto Repair and Wrecker Service, 1.5 miles south of M25 on Oak Beach Road.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. Happy Mother's Day from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.